Yesterday, I went to the movie theaters with my friends to watch Star Wars. Everyone I talked to said that it was a really good movie. In the beginning of the movie was one scene when Anakin is about to kill someone. This person has no weapons, no way to defend himself, and Anakin knows he shouldn't kill him. He struggles inside himself, wondering if he should kill him or shouldn't kill him. In the end, he chooses to kill a defenseless man instead of showing mercy. Something like that happened to me too, except not that dramatic. It was a cold, cold winter day. I was sitting outside of my school, waiting for my mom to come pick me up. I wanted to go inside so badly, but my mom always gets mad when she sees that I'm not outside waiting for her. So I stayed outside and waited, and waited, and waited. All around me, everyone began to leave. Soon I was the only one outside. Still, I waited and waited. Finally, I found someone with a cell phone, and I called my house. My mom was at home, and she had completely forgotten to come and pick me up. So I waited for her to drive to my school. I was so cold that I could barely feel my fingers, and my nose was running, and my teeth were chattering. Finally, I see her car coming into the parking lot. At this moment, I know that she feels bad. But I'm mad that she forgot me and left me to wait outside in the cold. So in my mind, I'm trying to decide whether I should be nice when I see her or if I should be angry. Back and forth, I think about what I should do. Finally, I think, remember all those times she gets mad at you for making a mistake? For all those times that you did one thing wrong and she stayed mad at you the whole day? Now is the time to show her how it feels. With that, my mind was made up. I was going to be mad. So when she got there, I put on my maddest face and dumped my stuff in the trunk and slammed the door closed. Right when I looked at my mom's face, I knew I made the wrong choice. Her face looked even madder than mine. She said I should have reminded her. I said she shouldn't have forgotten me. After we got home, we spent most of the night being mad at each other. Finally, we forgave each other, and she promised not to forget me again. I wasted a whole night just because I made the wrong choice. In Star Wars, Anakin made the wrong choices too. He chose to kill somebody out of anger, just like I chose to make my mom angry. And in the end, we both paid for our decisions with a lot of sadness and anger. Being mad at someone doesn't help you. You may think that you are right to be angry and stay mad at somebody. It just makes you feel worse and worse inside until you finally decide to forgive them. And just to add this, I love my mommy very much, and I hope she doesn't get mad at me for recording this.
A special birthday. Hi, it's me again, Mimi. I'm glad that you've tuned into this program because I've got another story to tell you. Well, here it goes. I have a little cousin named Sarah. She is 7 years old right now, but will be turning 8 very soon, which would be this month, June. She is very special to me because she is the funniest cousin you'll ever see. She's also very creative and really fun to play around with. But Sarah's birth started all the joy that came from our friendship. From the way I've just described Sarah, you probably think that she and me had always gotten along with each other. Well, it's not that way. You see, when Sarah was about 1 or 2 years old, we used to argue a lot. We'd fight over really weird things that seemed like nothing. Right now, Sarah and I are way past that. Sarah's birth brought a lot of happiness into my life. But there's one person whose birth is more important than anyone else's. However, we don't even know the exact day he was born. Do you know whom I'm talking about? If you guess Jesus, our wonderful Savior, Lord, and Messiah, you're right. His birth caused the whole world to have the opportunity to be with him in heaven, a beautiful place where Jesus lives. He also wants us there too, with him. Sadly, not everyone will accept this great blessing. Instead, some will choose the other way, the way to hell. Hell is a horrible place where you will never want to be. Hell is a place where the devil is, and is mainly a big lake of fire that can never be put out. But heaven has streets of gold, no crying, no sickness, no pain, and no night, because the glory of our Lord is the light in heaven, and God's glory never, ever becomes dark. Now I'm positive that everyone who knows the difference would rather go to heaven than hell. In case you want to know more about my cousin, here's one of the really funny things Sarah did. We were once at the zoo, petting goats and sheep. Sarah was only 3 or 4 then. Instead of petting them, all of a sudden, she tried to ride one! The managers all panicked and ran over to stop her. Oh boy, did she give them a scare. Another funny thing happened when we were at Six Flags Astroworld. Six Flags Astroworld is a theme park. Anyway, Sarah and I were there on a ride. We went up and down and all around. Then we got the funny feeling in our stomachs that you get when you go down on a fast ride. She would yell, "Help! I lost my stomach!" Or, "Hey, give me back my heart!" Sarah is very imaginative. She has a bookshelf with lots of books on it. Once we made up a scenario about her not being able to reach the top shelf. Then we acted it out. It was really fun. Her plot goes like this. Sarah pretended to call me on the phone and said, "Help, Mimi! I can't reach the top shelf!" in a whiny little kid voice. Then I'd pretend to go all the way over to her house just to grab the book for her. She would then thank me for the trouble, and I'd pretend to go home. But before I could hardly sit down in my house, the phone would ring again. Guess who? It is Sarah again.
"Help, Mimi! I can't reach the top shelf. Now I have finished reading the book. I have to put the book back. Would you come quickly to help me?"
All in all, Sarah is a funny cousin with a lot of really crazy ideas in her brain. She's had that kind of mind since her first mishap with the goat. Oh yeah, and by the way, I plan to throw a surprise party for Sarah. Another friend of ours, called Vicky, will help. It will be even better because Vicky is also Sarah's next-door neighbor, and her house has a big room perfect for decorating. Sarah's parents won't even know either. It will, indeed, be a very special birthday for Sarah. It's a secret surprise party. That's all for this story. Tune in next month for a new set of stories. God bless you. Bye.